Dumelang. Sanibonani. Likai. I greet you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's time to meditate. The time is 7:19. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John. We are meditating. I have just entered ka song ya re o motle morena. Then I will play the very same song again as I welcome you to our show. And we are going to meditate together. May God bless you as we continue to meditate together. The time is 7:19. Be ready. Have a pen and paper so that you can write whatever that we are going to talk about. You can have a pen and paper and write this number, 0832894658. Is the number that you can WhatsApp, is the number that you can call, or you can send us messages radio at By the Grace of the Rock, and we will be able to continue. So now, let me continue to play the song again, and then as we play the song, we will continue. I just welcome you with the song. As I said to you, I'm welcoming you to our show with this beautiful song from the album Eternal Glory by Rahaba Mapunya. It is a song I welcome you to our show, an evening show called Time to Meditate. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo, as we continue to meditate. Now, let me repeat the number that I said we are going to use the number to interact together. The number is 0832894658. You can use the number to meditate with me. You can use the number to interact with me. Now the time is 7:21. It is a beautiful Wednesday. It is the 18th July 2018. On this year, 100 years ago, our former president, the first president of South Africa, was born. Now today, many people, I believe, that they were celebrating this day, and I also managed to celebrate this day. In other words, they said you do 67 minutes of whatever you do. Some people, they said they were dancing for 67 minutes. Now, unfortunately, some they were planning things which are not good for 67 minutes. But what we can say is we celebrate this day. We celebrate with everyone. We are excited about this day, and we are meditating today. Now, the scripture that we are going to read, before we read this scripture, I want us to pray. But before we pray, this is a song that I want us to sing. I'm playing the song after it, and then I will pray, and then we will start with our show. Then let me just play the song under the CD for Stella. Daddy, we are praying this evening. Thank you for the day. Thank you, Lord, for the protection that you have protected us as we are studying our show. I say, Lord, come and help us. Be with us, Lord, so that our life will never be the same as we are going to meditate. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the time is 7:27. We are meditating. It is a wonderful Wednesday, 18th of July. As I said when I started the show, that is the day that a former president, first black president of South Africa, was born, 18 July 1918. Now we are excited that today in our show we are meditating, and I want to invite you, to our listeners, wherever you are, you can interact with us. You can tell us how was your day as you were doing 67 minutes of Mandela Day. Because they said everybody should do 67 minutes of each and every activities. So I don't know, right there wherever you are, what activities did you do for 67 minutes? I don't know what have you done for 67 minutes, but I am excited and I'm very happy because God has been with me today, and God protected me through the day. Now we are meditating, we continue to meditate. The time is 7:28, we are approaching 7:30. We continue to meditate. Now you can interact with me in the studio on this number 083-289-4658. What you can do is you can WhatsApp there the number, or you can call the same number, or you can send SMS the very same number, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. You can interact with us and tell us how was your day. Now I'm going to read the scripture that we will meditate with today. In other words, as I always say to our listener, that we are meditating. In other words, we look back from in the morning until now. We look and check what have we done. We look and check if are we proud with whatever that we have done during the day. We look and value ourselves and see if whatever that we did, are we very happy, are we excited about it. Now that's why I'm saying we are meditating. The time, as I said, we're approaching 7:30. Now it is exactly 7:30, and we are meditating. So I just want I want us to read this verse as we meditate. Now I want you to read with me from the book of Psalm 143, verse number 5. That is a scripture that we are meditating with. Psalm 143, verse number 5. Or we can, Psalm 143, verse number 5. Let me read it. Wherever you are, when you are listening, you can read with me as I read. It read as follows. I'm reading it with International Standard Version. Maybe you may have it in a different language than you have, but there are things that I want us to underline there. That King David was saying. Now David was pouring his heart to God. Now in other words, he was meditating to God. Now let me read this chapter. It's saying, I remember the former times, meditating on everything you have done. I think about the work of your hands. As I said, that the verse that we are reading is Psalm 143, verse number 5. It says, let me repeat what it says. It says, I remember the former times, meditating on everything you have done. I think about the work of your hands. Now that is what David is saying. Now David is saying to the Lord, he's saying, Lord, I remember the former times. I remember the time that is past. In other words, as I speak now, you can say to yourself now, you remember the time that is past, meaning from in the morning, because some of us, we are wake up in the morning on a different time. Some people, they wake up at 4 when they start to prepare their day to go to work. Sorry. Some people, they wake up at 5 o'clock to prepare themselves to go to work. Some, they wake up at 6. But I want you to look from the time that you wake up until now, are you proud of that? When you remember, what can you say about it? Because now King David is saying, I remember the former times. In other words, he remember the previous times that passed. And he's saying, I meditate on everything you have done. In other words, when he remember of the former times, he starts to meditate on whatever God has done. Now, the time is 7:33. You are still with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, as we are meditating. And I will be taking your call so that we can meditate. You can tell me, you can share with us the story. You can share with us whatever that you want to share with us. So I'm going to play this song. It's saying, Rekalebalaya, how can we forget? Now I will be playing this song, and then we will continue with our show.
Bye. wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you by the grace in the radio station. The station that you hope in the heart and soul of the human, just for a soul. Whatever it takes, for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed.
Yeah, so we are meditating. The time is 7:39. I welcome you to by the grace station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. Now our email address is radio at bythegrace.org, and our number is 0832894658. On that number, you can chat to me, you can send me WhatsApp, you can call the number. Or you can SMS, you can send an email. We are meditating. Psalm 143 verse number 5, that's saying, remember the former times. I remember. Now, let me repeat what I said. Now, David is saying, I myself, not David, David, I remember the former times. Now, you can say it to yourself, not John, I remember the former times. I remember when I woke up in the morning until now. Now, when I look at the day, I don't know you, when you look at that, will you say that when you meditate on everything that you have done, like you have done, are you happy? Are you happy? Because now David is saying, when I remember what you have done for the former time, and when I meditate on everything you have done, and I think about the work of your hand. Now let me go further so that you can understand why he's saying, I stretch out my hand towards you, longing for you like a pestilent interlude. Okay, let me read it with a good news so that you can understand. Now, so verse number 6, see, I lift up my hands to you with my prayer, like the dry ground, my soul is thirsty for you. Now remember, when he's saying, I remember for the past time, and I meditate of what you have done, and I bring my mind to you. I bring my mind to your deeds. That's what he's saying. Now, in good news, when you read verse number six, he says, I lift up my hands to you in my prayers. Like dry ground, my soul is thirsty for you. Now, after he meditates, listen to what he says. After he meditates, he says, I meditate, I remember of what I've been done for the past time. Then I meditate. Then I come to you. That's number 6. You say, now I come to you, raise my hands up, and then I pray. In other words, he was saying, God, what I have done, I didn't do good. Now help me so that my tomorrow can change. There's a prayer that I want you to pray. You say, Lord, I didn't do good. Help me so that my tomorrow can be a better day. If you did good, when you look at the day, you said, I've managed to achieve what I wanted to achieve. You can say, Lord, I thank you. I've achieved what I wanted to achieve. But help me so that tomorrow I can achieve more. Now, he said whatever he wanted to say. He was pouring his heart to God. When he say, Lord, I remember of the past time that has passed. I remember for the past time that is past. And I meditate on what you have done. Now he looked back for the day. I don't know, maybe he woke up in the morning and he did whatever he did. Remember, David was a king. Wherever he was going, there were fights which were happening. People were bringing their problem to him so that he can solve their problem. But each and every day, when he finished the day, he was sitting down during the night, trying to look and to see, what have I done wrong? What have I done right? If he have done right, and then he is happy and say, I have done right. Sorry. Sorry for that. I have done right. But I believe that tomorrow I can do better than yesterday. I want this to be your motto. That as we are meditating, as you look back from in the morning as you woke up until now, after we finish meditating, when tomorrow comes, you know that I have meditated and I'm ready to face tomorrow. I'm ready to face tomorrow. That's what you can say. Now the time is 7:45. You are still with us. You are still with me. In By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for the soul. You are still with me. We're still meditating. We're still meditating. God is good. 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 God is good.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station. A station that will hope the heart and soul of the people. Just for the soul. Whatever it takes for the soul. We love you.
The time is 7:49. We are still meditating. Our scripture reading was on Psalm 147, verse number 5. And then we are reading about the king when he said that he is meditating on God. And he said that he remember the former times, meditating on everything that God has done. Now, he remember the former times, and then he meditate. After meditating, and after that, he think of the work of God's hand, what God has done. Now, verse number 6, he said, I switch out my hands towards you, longing for you like a fossil lamb is included. In other words, he's saying, he looked up to God. After that, after he meditated, he lift up his eyes to God. He lift up his hands to God in prayer, like a dry ground. And then, my soul is thirsty for you. Now, after he meditated, looked everything on what God has done, after that he said, okay, now I come to you, I raise my hands up. In other words, he was saying that I have meditated, and I have seen what I have done. I have seen that what I have done is good. I have seen that what I have done is wrong. So it's up to us now as we meditate. Now, you can see it yourself. If are you satisfied with what you have done? Are you proud of what you have done today? As I'm saying that some of us, we managed to do 67 minutes. Some of us, we didn't do 67 minutes because of the fact that we don't understand. Because of the fact that people they don't see the importance of it. Some they did it because they know the importance. Some they didn't do it because they don't understand, they don't know the point of it. As I'm saying, that's what we are meditating. I don't know. To those who went to the interview, those questions that they've asked you, when you look at those questions, are you proud that they will, are you happy that they will hire you? To those who was their first day at work today, that you just reported at the office today, I'm not sure that when you look at that, are you happy that they will appreciate what you did? To some of us whom we were working with, are we happy that whatever we did, it makes our customer happy? Because I know that to some of our listeners who are listening, you working hand in hand with the customers. Some of people, they working hand in hand with the supervisors. Some people, they work hand in hand with the CEOs of the company. Whatever that you say, like now, when we meditate on also what we said. Because some people, they said things that when you assess yourself. In other words, this year we are assessing ourselves. That is why it's called meditation. We meditate. We meditate and we assess ourselves. Some people, they said the wrong words. They said things which you can't be proud of what you said. Now, that's why I'm saying we are meditating. We look back of what we did. If we are happy about it. And then if not, we align it. Like we are in the service, of a car. We are at the penalty beaters, getting the penalty beat. When you look at yourself, you penalty beat yourself that, okay, now, here I was not supposed to say like this. I was supposed to do like this. That's how we do now. You can interact with me. The number is 03-289-4658. You can chat to me there by means of sending WhatsApp. By means of going to our website and chatting with me, communicate with me on our website, www.radio.bodygrace.org, station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. So we are meditating, and naglewa mudimu, because my day was, I mean, it was smooth. So that's why I'm saying we are meditating. The time is 7:54, 6 minutes to 8. We still continue to meditate. I'm going to play this song, and we will play the song, then we will continue.
Oh,
I welcome you to the great itinerario. The mission that we hope is the heart and soul of the people. Just for the soul. Whatever it takes to live for the soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Thank you.
station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is 8:05. In 10 minutes I will be signing off. We still meditating. www.radio.bythegrace.org, radio@bythegrace.org. If you want to send us the adverts, you want to advertise something, you can send us email there, radio@bythegrace.org, or you can call our office line 083-269-2731 and they will assist you there. So we are meditating. The time is 6:08. The verse that we were reading is Psalm 143, verse number 5, to our listeners who have just joined us now. Psalm 143, verse number 5, it tells us about the man David, whom he's saying, I remember the former times, meditating on everything you have done, and I think about the work of your hands. That's what King David is saying. And after that he's saying, I lift my hands to you, I pray to you so that I can pour my heart to you. He's saying, I lift my hands to you in prayer. Like dry ground, my soul is thirsty for you. Now, after he meditated, after he looked back, he remembered everything that he has done from in the morning until evening. He remember he was doing this on both sides. He first remembered on himself, looked at his life, that what is that I have done. And then after that he looked to God. He's saying, let me see what God has done. After that he take the two, he joined them together, and then he goes to God. Because he realized that he can't do the right thing if there's no God. To each and every listener who is listening to me right now, there is nothing that you can do without God. If you don't have God, to do things, some other things, is very difficult. But if you have God with you, everything is possible. That is why the Bible says, what is impossible with men is possible with God. I know many people, they told you many things today, but I'm here to encourage you, whoever is listening to us, to our listener there, what is impossible with men is possible with God. There is nothing that you can do without God. You need God to be able to do whatever you need. As we meditate, just imagine we just meditate. After we meditate, we just leave it like that. You don't even consult God. We just leave it like that. You said, okay, I'm going to try tomorrow. You're going to try, but if you don't have God, you're still going to fail. So you need God to be able to achieve what you want to achieve. God is the one who can help you to sustain whatever that you want to sustain. Now, that is why I'm saying, When King David finished talking, when King David finished meditating, he went down to his knee and he raised his hands up. He lifted his hands up to God in prayer. He's saying, I lift my hands up to you like dry ground. My soul is thirsty for you now. His soul was thirsty for God. He meditated. And he realized that it is enough. I meditated. I looked at my life. I was supposed to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I couldn't achieve it. Now I go to God. I pour my heart to God. That God will see what I have done. see what I wanted to achieve, I couldn't achieve. Now that is what we are doing tonight. After this, we go to God, we say, God, see what I did not achieve. Help me so that I can achieve. Help me so that my tomorrow can be better. Help me so that my tomorrow can be different. The time is 11 past 8. We will be signing off in a few minutes. Now, I'm ready to take your call. I'm ready to take your SMS. 083-289-4658. 073-269-2731. You can call us there. Or you can go to our page, www.radiobodygrace.org. Then you can chat to us there. We still meditating. Now, before I went to the break, after I came into the break, there's a song that we were singing, saying, only you can do what no man can do. In other words, there's nothing that a man can do if God is not there. There's nothing that, if God is not there, you can't do it. You're going to fail. But if God is with you, He will help you. And God is the source of everything. In other words, if you don't include God in whatever you do, you're gonna be in a mess. You need to include God in whatever you do. You need to include God in whatever you do. If you don't include God, believe in me, your life will be a mess. That is why King David is saying, Lord, I come to you. I pray. I come to you. I raise my hands up. I pray. I pray, Lord. I'm saying, Lord, help me. Help me so that tomorrow I will do better than yesterday. I'm praying now. I'm saying, Lord should help you so that tomorrow you will do better than yesterday. Let me play this song. And we will come back. And they will be close.
Thank you.
I'm about to sign off, but I'm going to pray. I was just playing a song from Stella Mamrovela CD, Samoazi Mezluzi. So that's a song that I was playing, and I'm going to pray, and then after that I will sign off. I'm going to pray so that God can help you with the plans that you plan, with whatever that you plan, as we were meditating. Now close your eyes as I'm praying. Daddy, I thank you for the wonderful show that we had. I thank you, Lord, for the time to meditate, that every listener who was listening to this show, every listener who is still going to listen to the podcast, whoever is going to listen to this, Lord, help them, Lord, as they have meditated. Help them with whatever plan that they have, with whatever that they are going to do. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, because you are the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. To our listener, I'm signing off. I'm going to sign off with the very same song that I just played. You can visit us www.radio.bythegrace.org, or you can call us 0832894658 0732692731. Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. We are By the Grace Ministry, a soul winning ministry. We deal with the soul winning. We go wherever God said we should go. And I am Pastor John Mamawulo. I'm about to sign off. I love you. Stay blessed. May God continue to keep you. Until we meet tomorrow, same time, same place. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.